So, we are going to speak about ayah number 8. Ayah number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have made barriers. We have made barriers on them so that they cannot, so that they don't believe. So Allah put barrier on them so that they don't believe. Right? Now, you might ask me, how come is it fair that Allah puts a barrier on someone so that this person doesn't believe, and then at the same time Allah will judge this person on the Day of Judgment? If Allah put the barriers, then what is going on? Huh? I blocked you from believing. Do I judge you? Like, for example, I blocked you from staying home. Blocked you from going out. I blocked you. I forced you to stay home. Then do I judge you and say, why did you stay home? Does it make any sense?
No.
That I come and tell you, why aren't you staying home? It doesn't make any sense, right? So how do you explain that? How come Allah is putting a barrier on their heart, or barrier barriers from all around them so that they don't see the truth? Huh? Remember last time we said what?
Seeing the truth.
Huh?
Because they're bad people.
But yeah, last time we said they chose to blind their eyes from the truth. They chose. They made that choice. So Allah gave them what they wanted. So Allah blocked their eyes from the truth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They put barriers between them and the truth in this life. They made that by choice. So Allah will put barriers. Because when they want something, Allah, yes, if you want to be good, Allah will make you good. If you want to be bad, Allah will make you bad. You see what I'm saying? So, and then Allah says, if you warn them or you don't warn them, it's even. In ayah number 8, Allah saying, if you warn them or you don't warn them, it's what? It's even. You see that? Allah saying, if you warn them or you don't warn them, it's evil. It's the same. It is the same. It does not make a difference. This is ayah number 10. Ayah number 10 is that Allah is saying, you warn them, you don't warn them, it makes no difference. Can you explain that to me? How come that you warn them or you don't warn them? Warn them is not going to make a difference. Can you explain that, like logically? Think with me. Huh? Allah is telling the Prophet, you warn them, you don't warn them, it's evil. It's the same. Why that?
People will do what they want to do, it doesn't matter what you tell them.
It's because they are hopeless case. Allah says that they are hopeless. Based on what? Based on knowing them. Allah knows them, okay? And based on His knowledge, He determined that they are hopeless case. Okay, and also based on what they want in their heart. Okay? What they want in their heart, Allah will make it happen. Alright, so now let's practice all these ayahs.
All?
The ayahs that we added today, which is up to ayah 10. Do you guys use the software?
Oh, the Quran for the listening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make it repeat. And you can change that range, change everything. Quran Explorer. Okay, good. So, then Allah further says, the ones that will benefit from your, the ones that will benefit from your warning are the ones that wants to benefit from it. You know what I'm saying? The ones who benefit from yours are the ones who want to benefit. You want it, you get it. So you want to benefit, Allah will help you benefit. You want to blind your eye, Allah will blind your eye. So either way, whatever you want for yourself. And let me discuss an issue here, just so that we can understand what's going on. There are two worlds. The first world is the world that we see around us, the seen world, the reality here. And there is the world of the intentions. Intentions are in the heart. In the heart, the intentions are in the heart. And by the way, when I say heart, it doesn't mean that the pump, the thing that pumps blood. No, it means the forehead. Okay? Because this is not confirmed. What I'm saying, this is not confirmed. But based on what the ayat of the Quran, some scholars have said that the heart is right here. Okay? This is why when they measured the activities for of the brain, they put sensors in the brain to see which part is more active. If you're cooking a bad plan, it goes from here. It goes from here. If you're cooking a bad plan. So Allah will judge by the word of seen or by the intentions. Allah judges by what? Is it what you do or what you intend to do?
Intend
to do. Even if you didn't do it, it's still Allah judging. You understand? It's very important to know that. You have two people sitting in the same fundraising, person A and person B. You have person A and person B. Okay? Person A and person B are sitting in the same fundraising. They both donated $1,000. Okay? So this one donated $1,000 and the other one donated $1,000. One of them will go to Jannah because of his donation and the other one will go to Hellfire because of his donation. How come? They both? Huh?
Because one of them didn't really want to do like
show off.
Yeah, they just like, oh, I'll just give $1,000. Look how good I am. But the other one, like,
to please Allah.
Yeah.
There is somebody when he's making donation, it's like this. Alright, everybody, watch me. I am giving a donation. Watch me. I'm giving what? Donation. Alright? So I'm giving a donation. Alright, everybody? Okay. Here. Oh, I'm giving what? Donation. Everybody knows about me. I'm generous. Okay? Here we go. I'm generous. Alright? Okay. Where's 6 o'clock news? 6 o'clock news. Because I want to like run for elections. Here we go. You got it? But the other guy wants to please Allah.
He doesn't really care if anyone watches
him. Exactly. It doesn't care. He doesn't care. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the best charity is the one that you give so secretly, so that your left hand will not know what your right hand did. And this is just a figure of speech. It means it's very secret. So that the right hand, the left hand, it is even secret on the left hand. So the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. It's not physical. This is just like figure of speech. Alright? So, can I get you, because you're, can I get you all in this room? Can you do that? And can you go where? Here? Go here. Did you take attendance and everything and put the sticker on the door? Okay. Scoot over. Who told this? All right. You got it? So now, since we talked about the intentions, let me give you an example. Let's say a person wants to drink a liquor. A person wants to drink a liquor. So he's a bad guy. Wants to drink a liquor. Okay. And here's the liquor shop. Here's the liquor shop. Or liquor store. Here is the liquor store.
Liquor spelled O, the second I is O.
Thank you, dude. Okay. So, and this person wants to go to the liquor store to buy liquor. And then he found the store closed.
Oh, you did this.
Yeah. Did it when?
Third period.
Okay. Yeah. So let's say to the rest. And then he found that the liquor store is closed. Does he earn the bad deeds? Did he earn the bad deeds?
Yeah.
Okay. Now another person who's going to the liquor store, and then he changed his mind. He changed his mind. He said, nah, not today. Nah, you know what? The doctor said, don't drink. So I am worried about my health. So I'm not going to be drinking. Right? Then, so he changed his mind. Did he earn sins? Did he earn good deeds or bad deeds? He didn't earn neither good nor bad. Got it? He intended it, but he changed his mind. Now, the third person is a person, while he was walking to the liquor store, he said, shame on you. Aren't you ashamed of yourself doing this and disobeying Allah? Shame on you. And then he goes back home. This guy earns good deeds or bad deeds?
Good deeds.
Good deeds, right? You got it?
Yeah.
Can you say the three cases again?
Yeah.
Can you say the three cases?
Goes to the liquor store, and he's on his way to the liquor store, and it's closed.
Mm-hmm. So then, he goes home, and this other guy, he's on his way to the liquor store, but he didn't have
money's
help,
so he
doesn't go. And the
third guy goes to the liquor store, but this that tells himself not to, because he's
disobeying Allah. MashaAllah. Good job. So there are three guys. And the third guy is here. No good, no bad. Because he didn't do it. The guy here got bad. And this guy got good. So as you can see, two people would do the same exact thing. One of them is going to heaven because of what he did, and the other one goes to hell because of what he did. Now, why this bad guy earns the bad deeds? Because, go ahead.
Because if the store was open, then he would have gone, but since it was closed, he didn't go.
MashaAllah, that's right. That's true. Because the store was what?
Closed.
That stopped him. So who stopped him? Allah. He did not stop himself. Allah stopped him by making the liquor store closed. Right? Now, there is another thing that we need to know, that Allah does not give every evil person the ability to do all the evil in his heart or her heart. Like, there could be many pharaohs around us. People who have the same heart like the Pharaoh. Okay? But they don't have the powers of the Pharaoh. Because if Allah will give everyone who wants to be a Pharaoh the powers to be a Pharaoh, then this earth is going to be ruined. So what happens is that Allah does not let every evil person does his evil. That's why the liquor store was closed. Allah stopped it, because Allah stops some of the evil. Maybe the majority of the evil, Allah stops them. So that only limited amount of evil goes out of the evil people. Because to protect the earth from being corrupt. 100% corrupt. You see? Okay. There is another hadith from the Prophet ﷺ that says, there are four kinds of people in this life. There are four kinds of people in this life. The first kind is rich and believer. Rich and good person. And the second kind is rich and poor. Rich and poor and good. And good guy. Good guy. And this guy is good guy. Okay? And then we have rich and bad guy. And we have poor and bad guy. So four kinds, right? Allah does not restrict the wealth to good people or bad people. Allah gives the wealth to like some good and some bad. Allah gives them the wealth, okay? And Allah doesn't make all bad people poor, but some poor and some good people and bad people are poor. You see what I'm saying? So it does not connect with whether you're good or bad. All right? So, okay. Now, here is the rich person. And he is a good guy. And he's spending his money for the sake of Allah. All right? So he gets good deeds. Right? He gets good deeds. And here is this good guy, but he's poor. He's poor. He doesn't have the money to give. But he has the desire to give. He's like, his eyes are in tears. Oh, Ya Allah, I wish I can have to give. Ya Allah, I wish I can have to give. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. So he is what? He feels sad. Because if he has money, he wants to build hospitals, he wants to build masjids, he wants to build orphan house, he wants to do all of these things, but he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money to do it. But he has the desire to do it. He has the desire to do that. So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so this guy got just desire to do like A. So if we say this is A, B, C, and D. So he has the desire to do like A. Just the desire, the intention. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they both get equal good deeds. You see? Both A and B got the same good deeds. Can you explain why?
Huh? Because they both are the same thing and have like good thoughts about it.
Yeah, they both have the same heart. The same heart is the same. But one is rich, one is poor. So they get equal good deeds. One wants to do it, but he can't. And the other one is doing it because he can. You see? So both of them get an equal reward based on the what? Intentions. And then the other two kinds. So can you tell me about the first two kinds?
Okay, so the first kind is
First offense is because the guy, he didn't have any money, so that's why he was crying because he didn't have any money to give zakat, but he still got reward because of the intention, and the other guy got reward because he had money and he used it towards zakat.
MashaAllah, that's very good. Now, Kain C and D, he's a rich guy, but he's a bad guy. So he's using money in evil, like throw parties, bring wine, spread evil, invite his friends to drink and, you know, date and all this garbage. Throwing it and getting and spending money and getting parties and drinking and, you know, there are people I heard about, one of my friends told me about people who stay in cruises for 6 months. Like they go from one cruise to another. Just one cruise ends, they take the second one. Second one ends, they take the third one. This is how much money they have, how much luxury they have. And then when they are there, yeah, you name it, they do it. Like drink and all these bad things. You got it? So those kind of people earn what? Bad deeds. So this guy earns bad deeds. Now, the fourth guy, he wants to do like number C. He looks at number C and he says, damn it! Why this guy's getting the money and gets to do all this party and have all this fun? How come? So, he is mad because he doesn't have the money to do like C. Allah, Prophet Muhammad said, they are equally sinful. Like, the sins from the first, this is desire to do like C. So, the Prophet says, they are equal. It's very important to understand that. You know, having the desire but not being able to do it is something that will count in the counting of Allah. When Allah counts you, it counts like he did it. This is why Allah said, Prophet Muhammad said, the intention of the believer is better than him, because the believer always have good intentions that more than what he can afford. You got it? So he wants to do this, he wants to do that, but he can't afford it. All right. Now, did I tell you about that liquor store? The guy, no good, no bad? I told you about that, right? In Mecca, this guy what? Earns bad deeds.
Yeah.
So this guy who changed his mind, all right? Not because he's like ashamed of himself. No. He said, doctor, stay away from me. My health is going to go bad. And he just walks out.
It's another reason. It's not the right reason to like not.
MashaAllah, that's very right. Very, very right. It's not the
exactly.
It's not the exactly. It's not the exact reason that kept him. Or the intentions. When he didn't go, he did not intend to stop himself for the sake of Allah. When he stopped himself for his health. So if his health is good, he would do it. Right?
But if you said for like the right reason, would you get good deeds?
For the sake of Allah, of course.
Yeah.
Then he becomes like the good guy. This is the good guy who earns hasanat. All right.